Finally, today, normally at this time, I have my Can I Just Tell You commentary. But today, as Ramadan comes to a close, we thought we'd hear from one of our regular contributors. For the past month, millions of Muslims around the world have been fasting as part of the holy month of Ramadan. That's the month during the year that observant Muslims stop eating food and drinking water during daylight hours. We asked our regular contributor, Arsalan Iftikhar, to share some of his memories of observing the fast. Arsalan, of course, is an international human rights lawyer. He's global managing editor of thecrescentpost.com and a regular contributor to our Barbershop Roundtable. He's joined by his friend Rabia Ahmed. She's a board member for My Faith, My Voice, which is an online platform for American Muslims.
So Rabia, let me tell you a little bit about what it was like growing up for me during the month of Ramadan in Chicago. I remember that my mom was sort of like a short order cook. You know, she would take orders from all of the kids, what they wanted. You know, I would order an omelet. My sister would order pancakes. And my brother, for some reason, would always order spaghetti or something really weird. And, you know, we'd have like a full four-course meal at 4 o'clock in the morning growing up in Chicago. But I remember, you know, for my grandparents, for example, I remember my grandfather, when he used to have his pre-dawn meal in Pakistan, he was building a hospital for women and a school for girls in the rural parts of the desert there. And, you know, in 126 degree weather, he would just have one date and, you know, a glass of water to last him the entire day. And he was 84 years old at the time. So, you know, it really, really makes me appreciate everything that we have here in the United States and, you know, how much harder it is for a lot of other people to fast during the month of Ramadan all around the world. So, you know, what was it like for you growing up in Detroit during the month of Ramadan?
Well, Arsalan, it was a lot like what you're describing in your home, where your mom would wake up and my mom would wake up and she would make us a huge feast. But an hour before that, what I remember is when we were lucky to have our grandparents around during the month of Ramadan because they generally lived in Pakistan. One of my favorite memories is when my grandfather would wake up before my mom and he would recite the Quran. Now, he was a Hafiz al-Quran, which means he had memorized the Quran by heart. So he would wake up around 3 o'clock in the morning and he would just recite softly. And I could hear him reciting softly as he would pace back and forth down the hall. And it was a really, really beautiful and peaceful time. And that's one of my fondest memories of my grandparents during Ramadan.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, we had the pre-dawn meal, and then, of course, we have the time where you break your fast at sunset. And, you know, everybody always asks, you know, aren't you starving?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you, you know, aren't you thirsty? And realistically, like, for those of us who have fasted all day, you know that your stomach literally shrinks to the size of, you know, a baseball.
Right.
And you could basically have a chicken drumstick and fill yourself, but psychologically,
You're not.
You want to order, like, three pizzas. Yeah. You want to have, like, two calzones, and, you know, you want to eat all this food. And at the end of it, you're like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Yeah.
But it's always interesting because of the fact that Ramadan teaches us to appreciate, you know, the psychological impact of that. And so, you know, to appreciate, you know, a glass of water.
Absolutely.
Or a chicken wing, you know, that we would normally just scarf down without even thinking about is something that I think is one of the major lessons of Ramadan.
For me, it's also a time to kind of isolate yourself, you know, in your room at nighttime in the dark and just have a conversation with your creator.
And to be honest, you know, one of the things that my wife and I both liked about Ramadan the most was actually coming to your house for iftar dinner and having some of that good basil chicken that you made. She makes great Thai food. She can't really make much else. But it was really good.
Thank you, I think.
That was Rabia Ahmed, a board member for My Faith, My Voice. That's an online platform for American Muslims. And we also heard from Arsalan Iftikhar, a regular contributor to Tell Me More, an international human rights lawyer and global managing editor of thecrescentpost.com. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.